OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I have to thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Now, I know many of us went in over the holiday season indulging anything we could put in our mouth. So now, here it is, 3 weeks into the new year, and we're having a hard time, many of us are having a hard time getting motivated to get our minds and our bodies right. So I've asked three of our fitness experts to come on and help us get fit for the summer. As always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in the chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight? Ms. Parker here? Okay. She's not here. Ms. Parker's not here yet. Okay. She's probably running in late. She got an accident over the weekend, so she's probably down with that. But before we move forward, I do want to make an announcement. A lot of people remember Corey Taylor. He was on our show last season. He's the manager for SWV and a slew of other artists. He has his R&B spotlight in New York. Well, on January 27th, Sunday, January 27th, they're having a pre-Valentine's Day show. So if you're in the New York area, check it out. There'll be a link on our Facebook page for it. But Coco from SWV will be there, and Q Parker from 112 will also be there, and a lot of other people like Kelly Jones, Jazzy 3, and a lot of people. Check it out. Check out the flyer. But anyway, definitely want to show him support because he's been so good to us. But TK, how are you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. How are you?
How was your weekend?
My weekend was okay. It was pretty good. Pretty busy.
Yeah. I know you.
How was yours,
man? My weekend was good. I went back to the studio, recording, finishing up this project. Very excited about that. I got 8 songs done there, so do a few more and we'll see what happens with that. But very excited about that.
Oh, you were beast mode this weekend.
Oh, I was. I was in the studio, and I'm going back, I believe, Wednesday, and then going back again on Saturday, so.
Oh, cool. I can't wait to hear the new art. I can't wait to hear it.
I have to say I'm very proud of it. So, Adam's not here tonight. It's his father's birthday, so we definitely want to send his father a happy birthday. Did you get to see any of the good movies that were playing this weekend?
Yeah, I saw Marlon Wayans' A Haunted House. I saw Gangster Squad, and then I saw Zero Dark Thirty. I start with A Haunted House. In true Wayans fashion, that boy is stupid. Marlon needs help. I think he needs psychotropic meds or something. it did not fail. It was hilarious. They, of course, spoofed every horror movie that came out in the past 3 years. Of course, Paranormal Activity, The Devil Inside. What's the other one? Insidious. They spoofed all of those movies, the latest horror movies that came out. I don't know what else to say about Marlon. He's an idiot. He's, like, insane. He was recently here in Philly promoting the movie. And I had like a small little Twitter conversation with him, and I asked him why was he so idiotic and stupid. He said he was born that way, which is the truth. He's a Wayans. They're idiots.
They are.
I highly recommend it. Yeah. Can you imagine? It's not for kids. It's rated R. So if you're going to go, please leave the children at home. It has content in it that is not kid-friendly. Gangster SWAT, which is another movie, excellent, rated R. It's about East Coast mobster that comes to the West Coast, to L.A., to set up shop and basically wreak havoc on Los Angeles. To him, it looks like it's this free territory to reign, and that he does. The head gangster is played by Sean Penn, and the whole entire Los Angeles Police Department cannot handle him. So what they decide to do is to go off the grid as police officers, because the law basically confines them to not handle him. He was above the law, pretty much. So basically what they did was they got rid of the law. A group of police officers band together, and they create their own anti-gangster squad, which doesn't operate in the confines of the law. It's very violent, very bloody, very adult. Everyone gives excellent performances. You have Sean Penn, Josh Brolin, Emma Stone, Nick Nolte, Ryan Gosling. It's an all-star cast. It kind of reminds me of the movie L.A. Confidential.
Okay.
But this is a little bit grittier than L.A. Confidential. I highly recommend it. All the acting in the movie is superb. Again, rated R, not for children. Do not take the children to see this. And the last movie was Zero Dark Thirty, which is made by the same writers and director that made The Hurt Locker, which won all the Academy Awards the year that it came out. Which stars Jessica Chastain, who is one of my new favorite actresses. She's also going to be in the upcoming horror film that I'm going to see called Mama. She was also in The Help, if you, anyone that saw The Help. She actually was the woman that couldn't cook, the one that needed the help from Miss Millie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's one of those actresses that can morph into a character every time that she's in the movie. You don't know that it's her. I love that quality about an actress. And again, in this movie, she gives a phenomenal performance. She is a terrorist hunter, and she actually studied in school basically all her life to be an anti-terrorist and to hunt people down. And that is her chief operation within the government, is to hunt down terrorists. And she is highly regarded in her skill and her craft. And this is based on a true story. This woman was behind the whole mastermind in finding Osama bin Laden. So this is the true story of how they found Osama bin Laden.
Wow.
It's very political. It's very military. You learn a whole lot about military tactics and the procedure of government that goes behind hunting someone down and actually assassinating them.
Wow.
Stellar cast. Everyone's acting was superb. I highly recommend it. It also won a couple of awards at the Golden Globes. So
I want to ask you about that. Did you watch the Golden Globes yesterday?
I did. The highlight for me in the Golden Globes, Jodie Foster, hands down. Her acceptance speech actually brought me to tears. She, believe it or not, first of all, she's 50 years old. Doesn't look it.
It looks amazing.
Right, exactly. She is the youngest person to ever win an Oscar. I think she won it when she was 9, if I'm correct. I may be wrong, but I know that she was young. She was very young. She's the youngest. And she's won Academy Awards and Golden Globes for her acting, directing, and producing. So she's a super threat. They gave her the Cecil B. DeMore, I think that's his name, Cecil B. DeMore, the Cecil B. DeMore Award for Lifetime Achievement in the movie business. And her acceptance speech just blew everybody away. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. And she also came out on stage.
I heard she came out without saying I'm gay.
Right, that's why I said somewhat. She introduced her children, and she introduced her life partner in friendship, love, and in spirit. That's how she introduced her. But from what she said, they're no longer together. But I salute Jodie Foster. I've always loved her craft. She's a great actress
and a great
director. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I actually saw the article on EOTM blog. Check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I saw that that they had posted that to kind of share that speech. That was supposed to be very moving and very emotional. So that's definitely what's up. And happy four.
Absolutely. So as everyone knows, or they may not know, the Golden Globes are pretty much a prerequisite to the Oscars. So pretty much how the Golden Globes go is pretty much how the Oscars are going to go. Sometimes you get surprised, sometimes not. Zero Dark Thirty is going to be in the running. The Impossible is going to be in the running. Surprisingly enough, Quentin Tarantino won an award for Django. But the movie did not win an award. I think that they snubbed Quentin Tarantino a lot just simply because he's political. And there was an incident. You know how they go, after it's over, they go backstage and they get...
Yeah, I already used the N-word.
Yeah, he did. He dropped the N-bomb. And, you know, everyone was looking like, why? You know, it's just because he's Quentin Tarantino. He likes to be controversial. He likes to go against the grain. So,
Exactly.
I don't know.
Ms. Parker, welcome.
Hey, guys, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, Ms. Parker.
I'm doing good. Hey. I tried to call earlier, but I think I may have been on mute. How y'all doing?
We're good. Just talking about the Golden Globes and everything. Now, everyone was talking about J-Lo's dress. Did you see that?
I saw a bunch of dresses.
Yeah. Wow.
Everyone looked really
nice.
I will say that. It was a lot of really nice dresses.
J-Lo knew she had that. She knew she killed that.
I had a problem
with Halle Berry, though. Halle Berry looked really nice. She looked really pretty. Her boobies were lopsided.
Because that dress, they're saying the dress was made for someone who was taller.
No.
And so... because it was, you know, how it was cut, it just made it look like that because it was like one shoulder was bare and another shoulder was covered or something. It was like a one-shoulder dress. So, yeah, they were saying it was made because supposedly she got that dress off the runway. You know, the model would be super skinny and tall. So they were just saying it was a gorgeous dress. She looked gorgeous, but it just wasn't made for her body because the dress had all these cutouts you couldn't even see because she's short.
Oh.
So they're just saying that she picked the wrong dress, but she looked pretty as always to me.
Yeah, she looked great.
Yeah, everybody looked pretty good. It was a lot of skin being shown.
Yeah, I will say that. I didn't see too many hot messes.
No,
which is not normal.
They gave Lucy Liu the worst dress because of her floral printed dress. Yeah, I thought she looked pretty, but, you know, they ripped her up
a little
bit.
You know, she's a little weird, so it kind of fit her personality, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah,
I just want some of those Hollywood ladies
dress.
To... I want them to eat a little bit. I need a little bit more meat on their bones. Everyone wants to
see
themselves.
They started
yeah,
one season.
You can never be too skinny.
I don't think
summertime
anybody
coming
would...
up. Folks trying to get summer sexy.
Summer fine, that's you call me for.
That's where I was, summer fine. That's where I was coming from running late tonight.
Yeah, so that's a little more than summer five. That's a little more than summer five. That was a little malnourished. Like I need to eat something.
Well, speaking of summer five, we're gonna have three experts helping us later on in the next half hour, so we can all get our minds
working.
Yeah, I know you got some questions. Well, Chica, as always, thank you. I know Oscars coming up. When are Oscars?
The Oscars will be happening in February. I think March.
Okay.
Beginning of March, late February.
Okay. Well, we'll see if the Golden Globes hold true to some of these Oscar winners. So, thank you as always, and we'll
thank
talk
you,
to you
sir.
Next week. Okay.
All right.
Oscars are
thank
February
you,
20th, by the way. Oscars are February 24th, by the way. Thank you, Carla.
Okay.
But anyway, all right. Thanks, Chica.
All right.
Now, Aaron, I'll be the first to admit. I don't watch much football unless it's the big games. And yesterday was a big game for the Falcons. Tell us about it.
Right.
Rise up.
I'm going to leave y'all in suspense for just a few minutes longer. I got to talk about some off-the-field drama real quick before I get to
off-the-field. Okay.
Yeah. Really, really quickly, want to talk about, let's see, Tennessee Titans wide receiver Kenny Britt. Mr. Britt is currently being sought for questioning by the Jersey City Police after his friend was stabbed at a party that they were attending over the weekend. Britt drove his friend, yeah. And also, there was also a gunshot at the party. No one was shot. No one was actually injured with the gunshot, but his friend had got stabbed, and so Britt actually rushed his friend to the hospital and everything. So now the cops are looking for Britt to see what's going on. By the way, Kenny Britt kind of looks like a younger brother version of Michael Strahan, like a younger, slimmer version of Michael Strahan. So just in case you know anybody wants to know, because he plays for the Tennessee Titans, so it's not like many people probably even know who he is. But anyway, I want to mention that. And on a sad note, the autopsies have been released following the Jovan Belcher, who was the former Kansas City Chief linebacker that murdered his child's mother and then killed himself. Well, it's come out that he had a blood alcohol level of 0.17, which is more than twice the legal limit. And they're saying that it was probably even higher whenever he actually murdered her. And he shot her 9 times.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah. He shot and killed the mother of his baby 9 times.
So he was drunk, is that?
He was drunk.
He was drunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I kind of figured that because, you know, the cop had talked to him a couple of hours earlier, like at 3, and they said he went home around 5. So it was only 2 hours earlier he had passed out in his car.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Yeah, because people were trying to say, well, maybe it was like a head injury thing because of him playing football.
It honestly could be both. It honestly could still be that.
It could be a combination because they get fined. Who was the football player that committed suicide?
Because that head hit every, you know, every night or whatever. That's hard on the brain, you know. So
they're saying that he did have severe brain injury. Remember the one that committed suicide? So it could have been a combination.
Oh yeah, Junior Seau. Yeah. But there's a lot of them that have had really bad brain injuries.
Right. Exactly. So I'm saying it could be a combination.
Yeah.
But do they kill the mother of their kids though? You know, I don't know. That just doesn't sit well with me. But anyway, I just thought I would mention that. Still very sad story with that. And the their baby is in the middle of a custody battle between Mr. Belcher's family and Ms. Perkins' family. So you all can only imagine that's going to be a bunch of drama right there. You know, money and the baby involved. You know, money and babies. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be really sad. All right, so let's talk about those Falcons. Man, first of all, yo, what a game. Man,
oh my God.
I'm like, are you serious?
I started
lead.
To call you down there, but I know you were glued to the TV.
Yo,
like
I was glued. See, I was like a roller coaster at Six Flags, man. It was like I was going up and down. First half, I was just dancing, doing the Dirty Bird. Like, yes, we got this 20-0 lead.
Uh-huh.
It's a wrap. Third quarter, we still got that 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden, Russell Wilson just woke up and he started playing lights out for the Seahawks. He to me has made a strong showing for rookie of the year. You know, people can argue, you know, Robert Griffin III for the Washington Redskins or Andrew Luck, who was the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, but I don't know. Russell Wilson is a beast. He is definitely a beast.
Yeah.
But anyway, Falcons got lucky because the coach for the Seahawks, okay, listen, all head coaches out there, do not try to call a timeout to ice these kickers, man. That is, to me, is so silly. To me, the most pressure is when they're going to kick it for the first time. If
right,
you call a timeout, that pretty much gives them like a free kick.
Because
you know,
that's basically what happened.
Yeah, pretty much Duke got a free kick. Because think about it.
He got that
Duke kicked
that
first kick
and missed it.
And he missed it. He missed the kick. So if the coach would have never called timeout, the Seahawks would have won that game.
But do you think them calling timeout in the middle of him kicking had anything to do with him missing the kick?
Because he didn't even know that they actually called the timeout. Like,
oh, he didn't know.
Okay.
I know one thing. They were getting on my nerves
screwing
up last minute. Falcons
didn't know
how to close the game.
That 31 seconds. Wow. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But I was actually yelling at the TV, let the Seahawks player score. Let Lynch go ahead and score because at least you'll have enough time to try to do like a, you know, like a, you know, like to at least get like a field goal. Like, you know, maybe do like a 50-yard, you know, couple of passes, get into field goal range with like 30 seconds left. That's what they did. Won the game. Yes, Dirty Birds, ATL, it's all good. Let's go Falcons. Let's go ahead and do this. Nobody's giving the Falcons any credit. Nobody's giving them any chance either against the against San Francisco. Just so y'all know, nobody is giving them any credit. I mean, any chance. So, good luck with the Falcons. Yo, really quick, also want to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. That was a hell of a game. Yes, I said hell. I'm sorry, Carla. My bad. That was.
I think you can say
crazy.
Hell.
I say hell. Okay. All right. That was a hell of a game. Baltimore just bossed. That team is amazing. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if, like, you all actually watched that game, but it was –
I didn't see that one.
It was in Denver. It was, like, 10 degrees below zero. I mean, cold. It was a double overtime game. Baltimore actually was down at the end of the fourth quarter. They were down by 7 points, and pretty much their quarterback threw, like, a 70-yard, almost like a Hail Mary. Not quite a Hail Mary, but almost – like a Hail Mary. Like, he just threw the whole city of Baltimore on his shoulders whenever he threw that ball. And the wide receiver caught it, and he ran in for the touchdown, tied it up. They went to double overtime, and the Ravens won it on that field goal. You know, so, against Peyton Manning, who everybody thought, you know, was going to go to at least the AFC Championship game against Tom Brady this year, but that didn't work out. So, big ups to Joe Flacco, Justin Tucker, who was the kicker that actually kicked the field goal, and to Ray Lewis. Ray, man, Ray is a classy dude. Ray, bruh, if I ever get to meet you, I just want like 5 minutes with you so I can just talk to you about life. I think Ray is just a cool dude. And also, really
quick question,
Aaron.
Did you hear about Lance Armstrong coming clean on Oprah's next
chapter?
What were your thoughts
on that? I can't wait. Yeah, dude needs to just be real, though. Don't sugarcoat stuff. Just put it all out there. Yo, I did it. I did it because I wanted to win. You know, it is what it is. Just let it all out there. Don't kind of go around the house with it. Just walk on in, especially with
Now, apparently
with
he got emotional. He admitted to it, and, you know, I don't know.
I know one thing. He needed to. It's been going on for too long, and he's fooling people way too long. One thing is, too, he really hurt a lot of people.
He did.
And you know, he had a charity that people really believed in and believed that he was doing stuff clean. And I knew he was a fake, though, because I knew he wasn't going to win. How you win seven?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And doing stuff that's just like out of the ordinary.
Really?
You're like, I know this fool didn't ride no bike across France seven times.
Right. I'm thinking I was thinking is like his bike got like some kind of like little like mini little engine in it or something like that, like don't nobody know about. He can, you know, put like a little gas or
something,
like a putt button. He's doing something. I'm like, this brother's winning too many back to back to back to back to back to back. But now we know why, because he was juiced up. But I just think
I will say this, though. Usually when black athletes get caught, they confess pretty quickly. This dude, for years, he's been
strong.
And
he
even got a deal on the table that they'll give him some of his titles back. Or,
wow.
I guess he's suspended from cycling or whatever. they would let him,
wow,
you know, be a part of that cycling community again if he would tell who all was involved. Because, you know, they're trying to find out who gave him the drugs.
There was a lot
because
of
whatever drugs he was on is supposed to be legal and hard to get. So they're trying to
right
find out names and get him all these deals and stuff, and he still haven't talked.
That's messed up because you all remember Marion Jones, right? The
Yeah.
They tore her to shreds, man. They took her
gold
medals
up
and everything. And
yeah,
she got locked up.
Sure did.
I'm
sure
not
did
trying to say the elephant in the room. I ain't saying, you know, because she's a sister. But I'm just saying. She didn't get no Oprah.
It was a different outcome.
Did she?
Right. Yeah. She did an Oprah interview, too. I think it was after the fact, though.
Yeah, it was after she came out of jail.
Didn't get no deal, though, did she? She didn't get no deal to at least get like at least a bronze medal back something.
Did she go into WNBA or something?
Oh, that
yeah
was a joke. That was a joke. That was a big joke. But see,
yeah, I wonder what happened to that.
Right.
But listen, we need to move on because we're running out of time. But Aaron, as always, thank you. Shout out your Twitter, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, Twitter. My first name, Aaron.
You remember
last
it?
Last name, Cosby. That's it. Aaron Cosby on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
All right, appreciate it.
And we'll talk again
all
next
right
week.
All right, thank you. Janaire's not in tonight. Go to budgetshopaholic.com. She's under the weather. But she did do her update. So go on budgetshopaholic.com. There'll be a link on our Facebook page. Ms. Parker, what's going on in entertainment news?
Not really too much. I know you guys already talked about the Golden Globes and all the dresses that's been most of the talk for this, I guess, Monday. I've seen it. It wasn't even on the war news. I'm like, why did they have my dresses on the news? But
right,
apparently that's,
You know, I was agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Yeah. But anyways, Kenya Moore Crazy Stuff has a song called Gone with the Wind by Fabulous. I missed it last night. I didn't get the chance to watch Housewives of Atlanta, so I miss all the foolishness, but I'm assuming that I didn't miss too much from what I can see, the clips that I've seen. Candy is engaged. Congratulations to her and her hubby-to-be. I know, I think they're such a cute couple. Congratulations to her. I definitely, you know, wish them the best.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
Ted the Voice is the homeless man that had the great speaking voice, and but he had a drug problem. Remember him?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear anything about him.
Well, he actually just launched a foundation to help combat homelessness. He's doing a lot better. They have a segment we like to, you and I talk about when the checks are coming in. Jermaine Dupri faced a foreclosure again on his $1.5 million Atlanta mansion. They said when the social death checks start coming in. But hopefully he can save his home. Did you hear, Janice was getting married to...
Janet Jackson. I guess she got engaged a couple of weeks ago. Congratulations to her as well. Britney Spears and her longtime manager / fiancé for like the past 10 years or 7 or 8 years, they broke up. I don't know over what, but they're supposed to remain friends and try to be friends, and he'll still be in a boy's life, whatever, but they're no longer a couple. See what else is going on. Who's breaking up and making up these days? There's so many of them, can't keep up.
Right.
Nothing really big in entertainment going
yeah
on. Just
nothing,
the reality.
Nothing huge.
Yet.
Right. I did see. I forgot I was about to say that fast. Anyway, Justin Timberlake has a new song out featuring Jay-Z.
Oh yeah, I heard a clip of it this morning.
What'd you think?
I heard a clip of it.
What
I like it for Justin. I mean, it's cool. It's definitely Justin, you know, his little
yeah
white boy swag. I like him.
Right. And then you hear the Destiny's
Child
new song?
Who?
Destiny's Child new song?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they're coming out.
I know
they're
supposed to be reuniting on the Super Bowl because it's supposed to be Beyonce first, just her, right?
Right.
Then
yeah,
I guess because their song, she got a deal where they're all gonna perform as well.
Right.
So
right,
I'm looking forward to
this.
I was definitely a Destiny Child's fan from their number one album, number one record. So I love Justin. I love Destiny Child. This is kind of the music that I've missed. I'm excited to see what they have going on and what Justin has going on. I know he has Jay-Z on their record. So that's pretty hot. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more.
Well, Ms. Parker, the moment we've been waiting for, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get back and get these tips on how we're going to get these bodies right. We've got a few months left. We'll be right back.
Get your mind right. All right.
EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast, entrepreneurs on the move, getting out of the house. EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast.
Independent artists and looking for more. So tune in to tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Yeah. Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is not given.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people station. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Stop fascinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Plenty
pity records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay. EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most.
Reality has definitely sunken in that summer months are just around the corner. After months of neglecting our nutritious eating habits, we're trying to find ways and motivation to put down the fork and head up the gym. Well, tonight we're welcoming three of our fitness gurus to give us tips and inspiration on how we can get fit after the holiday season. First up is someone who I have followed nearly 3 years, who has played a huge part in me getting my body right. He is a no-nonsense fitness trainer and coach, helping you reach your goals without gimmicks or hype. He says fitness is simple. Eat, train, rest, repeat. You can find more about him at fatlossforfree.com, fatlossforfree.com. Please help me welcome back Vic McGarry. Welcome, Vic.
Steven Knight. Hey, man, always good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Always good.
Welcome back, Vic.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, next, we welcome back natural health and fitness guru who says our only movement is forward. Movement is medicine. Exercise or die. Please help me welcome back owner of Team Poke, James Hurd. Welcome back, James.
Hey, how you doing, Stephen Knight? Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for joining us. And last but certainly not least, I've known this guy since grade school. He is a diamond coach and founder of Team Fit Dynamics.
which is a team of individuals bonded by their passion to help others live their best life by lighting the way through their own examples. Please help me welcome Justin Rubel. Welcome to the show, Justin.
What up, what up, what up? You're helping anybody
going
I can.
On?
Thanks for having me on the phone. I appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate all three of y'all for being on tonight. Now, what I want to do before we get into the discussion, I want to go through each three of you. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, the programs that you are representing. We'll start with you, Vic. Tell us about you.
Well, as you mentioned, fatlossforfree.com is the best place to get in touch with me, see what I'm all about, and here's why. Because there are so many different programs out there on the Internet. I mean, there's just oodles and oodles of them. And over the years, the longer I've been training people, in particular the longer that I've been working on the Internet, I've personally gotten a little disheartened with a lot of the marketing that's out there, especially in the weight loss industry. It's really easy to try to take advantage of people's emotional connection to their body image. And so what I did was I put together the best program I possibly could, and I gave it away for free. And I mean, this thing is packed. Four different 12-week programs, a 12-week sample menu, 20-minute audio, 68 videos showing you exactly how to do all the exercises, and it's just out there. And as far as I'm concerned, it just gives people the best sample possible of my work. I absolutely do still sell other programs as well, but you don't need another program. I'm not even joking, man. You don't need another program. And that was just kind of like my hat tip to people and showing them that, hey, I understand you're struggling. I don't want you to feel like you absolutely have to make a financial commitment. Here's the best I got, and it's free. So there you go.
We appreciate that. All right, Mr. James Hurd, tell us about Team Poke.
Team Poke is a natural health and fitness movement. It's more than just, you know, just exercising. It's about changing people's thoughts, and from out of that, you know, their conditions are soon to change. So what I do is I have free sessions on Saturdays. I have once a month free sessions for the community or any, you know, nearby community, you know, people in the area. I'm about showing people how to get movement in their life, daily life, you know, one step at a time, waking up first thing in the morning, stilling your mind and stretching. And from there, you know, your day should be a little bit easier. We have hectic lives, you know, so everybody can't go to the gym or this, that, and the third. So what I like to do is show people basic routines that will, you know, increase that cardio and you know, promote them to start working out and becoming healthy. One of my sayings is exercise or die. It's a little blunt, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is because that's what's happening to people in all across America. They're dying, literally. You know, it's not really, you know, the hot topic, you know, to talk about, you know, people dying of health-related issues because we've grown to just accept it and think that,
right.
You know, with age comes all these issues. Well, I'm 36, about to be 37, and I'm in better shape than I was when I was 16 just because my thoughts are different towards health and fitness and what I put in my mouth. And you have to start, you know, breaking it down little by little, you know. As Vic McGregor is saying, when people are being played upon with their emotions and how they see themselves, and, I mean, it's ridiculous because you're being attacked on both ends. You're being attacked with the salt. You know, when you're angry, you're being attacked with the sugar, which is in everything, when you need love. And, you know, we have to start getting to the root of what's going on across this nation. All right?
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us again. Now, Justin, tell us about you being the Diamond Coach, founder of Team Fit. Is it Dynamics? Is that how you pronounce that?
No, it's Dynamics. I put the X on the end just to be different.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know,
no, that's all good. People do it all the time.
No, but tell us what you're doing because, you know, I've been following you on Facebook. You know, Facebook is one of the best things to reconnect with people that you've known almost all your life. And I've seen, like, I'm like, who is this person? You know what I mean? Tell us about what's going on with you.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, as for me, as you know, I've always been into health and fitness since I was about 12 years old. You know, and I got my first certification at the age of 16. I got my other two at the age of 18. The second two that I got were the two highest certifications that you can get in personal training and nutrition. So I always thought that, you know, helping people reach their goals will be a perfect fit for me because there's not a question they can't ask that I can't answer. I mean, I truly believe that. If you ask me a question, I don't need to Google it. I don't need to grab a book. I don't need to do any of that. I can answer your question right now. I don't care what it is. So when I found about, you know, when my journey with Team Fit Dynamics, which is my team, is an extension of Team Beachbody. And Team Beachbody is the producer of P90X, Insanity, Insanity the Asylum, Body Beast, Hip Hop Man, all these programs that everybody's heard of, their product Shakeology, you know, $100 million a year advertising. I said, you know what, I got to get involved with this because this is the largest in-home fitness movement in the world. How many lives could I change by just being a part of this? Well, you know, it was a surprise because not only has it changed my life, but it's allowed me to change the lives of almost 1,000 people in just the past 6 months. In just the past 6 months, not only physically, but financially, because a lot of these people start off as coaches or as customers, and then they say, well, you know, look, could I make some extra money by being a coach? Absolutely, you don't need any experience. I will teach you how to do this. And, you know, our motto is in the trend of obesity, and slowly but surely we are making that happen. So, you know, I mean, that's what we're all about. That's what I've always been about. And now I've got an entire army behind me helping me end that trend. That's what we're about.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm glad all three of you are on. I obviously respect all three of you all. I've personally done Vic's workouts, and I've just seen the different things that Justin and James are doing. And I said, okay, we got to have these people on because, you know, a lot of people, they really do go in during the holiday season. They say, well, January 1, my New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose some weight. So what I want, somebody tell me, what do you tell a person who's saying, okay, we're almost the third week into January, I have to change this body, I have to do something to get where I want to be. How would you get them motivated?
What I want to know is, you know, why are you putting dates on things? Why are you saying, you know, it's the third week of January, or, oh, it's the 2nd of January, I'm going to change my life. Well, no, that's not true because yesterday you said Monday. You know, August 28th, you said August 29th. August 29th, you said August 31st. August 31st, you said September 1st. So is it really the date or is it your excuses? That's what I want to know.
Right. Yeah. Anyone else want to chime in?
Yes, me personally, myself, I'm about movement as medicine. So once you take that into your heart, your mind, and I keep pounding it in with the tools, I'm just pounding it with my hammer. Eventually, in the workshop of the mind, where thoughts are manifested from, you know, you become that. And with me, it's not about, I didn't get into this because I was over 323 pounds, and I was, you know, told by doctor after doctor, everything was hereditary that I was suffering from, and it's been 7+ years, and all those ailments have gone away. So to me, I'm not in this for, you know, the so-called, you know, fame or, you know, to be rich or just that and the third. Just ask my members and all the free sessions that I did. It's about changing people's lives, and I've done that day after day after day, but changing it in the mind. Once you get a thought in that mind, it's hard to get out of it. So I'm constantly telling them, movement is medicine, exercise is diet. You know, let's health is true wealth. Because, you know, a lot of people associate, you know, wealth with monetary. If you don't have your health, forget all the monetary stuff. So that's just my little tidbit.
A quick question. Let me ask you, Justin. One of the things a lot of people, I think, you know, me, I really started getting into fitness maybe about 3 years ago when I came across a blog that Vic was working at the time. But a lot of people realize that it's more a lot of your fitness and your health has to do with what you're putting in your mouth, what you're eating. What are some of the things people are maybe eating that they don't realize, they think it's healthy for them, but maybe it's not, that they should stay away from?
Right, yeah, absolutely. Great question. Hey, look, number one, it's not what you're eating, it's what you're drinking. Mm. So when you stop off at the convenience store and you grab yourself a Diet Pepsi, or a diet Mountain Dew because you need that extra kick, or you think you do, anything with artificial sweeteners has been proven to have a link to depression. And depression,
wow,
has a, depression has a proven link to obesity. So if there was one thing that I was gonna, that I would tell someone to immediately stop today, would be those diet soft drinks. And I'm not saying, you know, go drink the Pepsi, go drink the Mountain Dew, you know, the regular version. No, don't do that because now you're gonna get diabetes.
Right.
But
yeah,
in the, you know, in the meantime, you know, drink that water. Don't drink the flavored water. Don't get the Mio. Don't get the Crystal Light, because now all you did was change the flavor of the diet Pepsi and get the same effect. Drink water. Water,
wow,
water, water, and only water. There are so many health risks and risk factors tied to artificial sweeteners and flavors that people don't even realize. It would blow their mind. The average person that drinks a diet soda once a day weighs 30 pounds more than the person who doesn't.
Mm. I've heard about, I've heard that diet drinks a lot of times a lot worse for you than the original or regular versions. Vic, what would you suggest some people, something people need to stick away, stay away from if they're trying to make these lifestyle changes?
If weight loss is their goal, I completely agree with Justin in staying with water only, but I'll take a step further in that I always advise clients to stay away from any drink that has calories in it. Now, obviously, we have the diet sodas. I throw them in there, too, even though they're calorie-free, just because they are artificialness. But things that I recommend people stay away from that they do not typically think about are dairy, juice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care if it's fresh squeezed or not. It's going to spike your blood sugar. It's going to have that insulin response that leads to weight gain that we're absolutely trying to avoid if we're trying to lose weight. And then, obviously, and this is the one that everyone gives me the sad puppy dog eyes on, alcohol. Alcohol does so many bad,
wow,
things to your body, man, from an endocrine system standpoint. To it's just, it's bad, man. It's really bad. So, you know,
I knew
that
you were going to say that.
I did too.
I
was
going to say that.
There it is. But no, the only three things I recommend are water, black coffee, and unsweetened tea, whether it be herb tea, green tea, black tea, whatever kind of tea you like.
Mm. Okay. okay.
No comment, right?
Fine. Ms. Park, you had a question. You tell me you had a question earlier. Do you remember what it was?
No, they're answering the question.
They're answering the answer. Okay.
Well, yeah, it was mostly about diet.
Right. So,
Stephen, can I chime in, Stephen?
Oh, sure. Please do.
All right. Some of the things I would tell people, and I tell them day to day, is bleach white flour, sausage, white cane sugar, soda pop, macaroni and cheese, french fries, custard, hamburgers, black tea, refined cereal. I'm about natural fitness and health. You have to pretty much wipe the slate clean and restart in the mind on how you view health. So, you know, you have to start adding things like asparagus, parsley, kelp, watercress, avocados, celery, melons, all varieties, watermelons, but with the seeds. Anything seedless is created by man. Papayas, pears, black mission figs, lemons. I could go on and on. But you have to reprogram your mind. And the average person that's in this quandary, you know, oh, it's, you know, January 1st, this and the 3rd, I can't hit them with all that. So the first thing,
right,
I give them three absolutely positively that I make sure that they're instilled with. Absolutely positively, no Chinese food. Absolutely positively, not even for a salad, no fast food restaurant. Absolutely positively, no sodas, diet or regular.
So what do you say to the person who says, you know, I would eat healthy, but it's too expensive to eat healthy. It's easy to go to McDonald's and get something off the 99-cent menu or whatever. What do you say to that person who just thinks financially they cannot afford to buy these, you know, the healthier items they need?
Wait till they get the medical bills 10 years from now. That's what you tell them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. That's true. Now, what about the person who, because a lot of people are good at starting. I know a lot of people who will start. They'll go good 2 weeks strong. I mean, they're working out. They're eating right. And then they say, you know what? I'm not motivated. How does the person stay motivated during while they're on target or while they're making these changes.
Can I take this one?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, let me take this one because motivation is what I do. Today I just finished speaking to a crowd of over 400 people about motivation and inspiration. So, you know, look, the first thing you got to do when it comes to this is you got to establish your why. Okay? You know, why are you doing this? Why did you start? Why? That's the first thing you got to establish.
Right.
I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about, oh, because I want to look good at the beach, or, oh, because, you know, I want my boyfriend to look at me and think I'm sexy. I want to know why you did this. What is your why? Not the people at the beach, not your boyfriend, not your aunt, not your cousin, not your mama, not your dad. What is your why? Okay, the second thing that's going to make that why motivate you is how strong is your will.
That's true.
Because then, look, 2 weeks into it, 3 weeks into it, when the treadmill's still ticking, when you're still walking on that thing and you ain't losing any weight, then that's when your will is going to show up. And it's going to show up in one of two ways. It's going to show up like, hey, I ain't got enough will to stick to my why, or your will is going to carry you through it because obstacles will come. Challenges will show up. Your mind will tell you to quit. The only thing that's going to carry you through is the strength of your will. And if the strength of your will overpowers the strength of your why, you will succeed. But you got to get real. You got to keep it 100 with yourself, and you got to write down exactly why you started this. And then you got to check yourself out. Give yourself a check up in the neck up and say, how strong is my will? That will carry you through week two, week three, month six, month 12, and beyond. That is how it's done. That's how it's done.
I hear that. Anyone else have anything to add to that?
Well,
Team
Polk, I motivate them because whatever I ask them to do, I'm doing it with them. If I have 20 clients throughout the day, all 20 clients, I'm working out with them. But this is after, and they know this to be a fact. I wake up every morning, point blank period, 10,000 jumping jacks before I do anything. I mean, they know this. I'm up in the Camden, New Jersey area, so I'm over at the Philadelphia Art Museum steps. I'm not doing Rocky. I'm up and down those steps at 72 to be exact. I'm up and down them 2.5 hours, 3 hours, you know, time permitting. So I lead by example. When people know you and they know and they see you day after day, listen, this isn't for, you know, I want to look the best, this and the third, where all of us have that little, you know, that ego that we want to do look good. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But you want this to be for a bigger reason. It has to be a reason that really that's going to sustain you, because day in and day out, you know, you're used to being stagnant. To move around day in and day out until you know the feeling of having natural energy, and that's my hook, line, and sinker with my team is. They know how it feels now to have natural energy. So even when they slip, because we slip from time to time because our emotions is tied into everything that we crave, whether it be salt or sugar. So you slip. But when you know what it feels like to have natural energy, that slipping process won't last for long.
Okay. Vic?
I think the real issue comes down to habit creation, and this is something that I've really been studying quite a bit over the last year to 2 years. Very recently, I'd say within the last three months, I had a post on my blog titled The Myth of Motivation. Motivation is omnipresent. You know that if you eat right, you exercise, you are going to potentially live longer, you're going to have more energy through your life. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons to exercise. The motivation is always present. What's not present is the habit. And the habit is going to be, like Justin mentioned, the habit is going to be a fluctuation of willpower. So the creation of that habit, you have to learn where your energy levels, where your willpower is strongest, and that's where you have to try to create your habits. A lot of times this comes down to personality. Okay? A lot of times this comes down to personality and how people react. It's not always a choice. It's just the natural personality. You know, I was in the military for a few years, and when I first started training people, I was in their face. I was like, suck it up, make it happen, do it. But that's the minority of people that react to that. Most people are going to react to small, incremental steps. You know, like what Tim Pope was saying, he gives people just three things out on that January 1 day because he knows he can't overwhelm them with everything. So, hey, no Chinese food, no fast food, no soda. Three things. I can handle that. I can start working on that habit. I can start inching on that. I go as far as to tell people, I want you this week, I want you to eat one mouthful of vegetables. I don't care what day of the week you eat it. I don't care what hour of the day you eat it. This week, one mouthful of vegetables. And you start there and you just inch it up little by little. Otherwise, people get overwhelmed, they get frustrated, and they quit.
You know, I have to agree because I know for me personally, maybe I remember when I did a program that you had a while back and it was cut out all dairy and whatnot. You know, I love cheese and my eggs. I love cheese and my eggs. But I was very serious about doing the program, so I did cut out the cheese and my eggs. And to this day, I don't eat my eggs. You know what I mean? So, you know, like you said, it is a gradual thing. We had a question for you, Vic. What athletic sport would you recommend for best physical shape like an athlete?
You know, athlete's a pretty broad spectrum word there. You know, you've got a powerlifter who's an athlete who intentionally raises body fat. You've got a combat athlete, whether they be boxer, mixed martial artist, judoka, who intentionally lowers their body fat to make weight classes. It's, you know, so the term athlete's kind of broad there. In my opinion, if you want me to give you my opinion on the best well-rounded athlete, I would probably say gymnast. Whether they be male or female, they are an incredible package of strength, power, endurance, flexibility, balance, coordination. I think gymnasts have it all.
Okay. And quick question. I have two more questions for everyone on the panel, and then I'm going to let you all tell us where we can follow you and find out more about your programs. First question being, I was talking to someone today, we were talking about today's show, and he said, you know what, my problem is I don't mind working out. I just love food. And you know, it's funny, but a lot of people feel that way. They just love food. And I guess part of it is habit, but, you know, it's just, I guess it's comfort in food. What do you say to this person? I'll start with you, Justin.
I would say to the person that loves food that I'm no different than you are. I mean, you know, if you want to talk about loving food, I was raised in the South, and I still live in the South. I mean, you know what? You know what I'm saying? We'll fry everything from a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to, you know, a turkey. So I mean, and everything in between. You give us a stalk of celery, and don't be surprised when it comes out fried. So you know what I'm saying? Don't tell me that I don't love food. I'm not like you. You know, a lot of times people throw stuff out there because they're like, oh, it's unique. I love food. No, it's not unique. We all love food. The other two people on this call, they love food. You know, don't get it twisted. They love Chinese food. They love pizza food. They might not like what it does to their body, but they like what it tastes when it's going down. So I'm the same way. So here's what I tell my clients. Here's what I tell my people. I'm like, look, don't eat the whole pizza. You know, Lay's, you can't eat just one, but maybe just eat 20.
Right.
But don't kill the whole bag.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're saying,
no, I agree.
I mean, that's what I I love food. You know, let me just say this. The only time that I don't eat the foods that I love is when I'm training for a fight. Somebody brought up a mixed martial artist. I've been competing professionally in mixed martial arts since 2009, January of 2009. I don't broadcast it. I guess I have now. But I don't broadcast it. Tell everybody, like, hey, I'm a fighter, but I've been a fighter. Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that's what I do. But listen, I restrict myself is when I'm in camp and I'm training for a fight. Otherwise, hey, look, come to my house, open my refrigerator. You might see a pizza from Papa John's. Did I eat the whole thing? No, I ate two. So everything in moderation is okay.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful. Anyone else want to piggyback on what Justin's saying?
You want to go, Vic, or you want Team Pope to jump in?
Team Pope, go ahead, because I think you have an outstanding view on food, especially with this holistic approach. So I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yes, sir. When I talk to people, I have to center my thoughts and who it is that I'm speaking with. I have a lot of members, and what I do, like I said, I start them off with the slow approach, but as they see me working out and they see that it's like, wow, this guy, he does all these different things. I'm a full-time dad. I'm a martial artist. I'm a trainer all day long. And another key thing is he's around us and he's not sick, even though he's around a lot of people that come in and they're sick and this, that, and the third. You have to realize that your body is such an amazing machine. You put so many different things in it, and it still functions. It still goes. It still works for you. And I just tell them, how about if you just cut out a couple things?
Yeah.
Just four months or two, and see how your body operates from that standpoint. Because from when you have a reference point, then you can build. You have a foundation to build from. You talking about somebody love food. I didn't know really what a vegetable was unless they had a whole bunch of meat in it, you know, growing up, because that's the background that I came from. And the majority of the people that come to me are coming from that same background. But a whole list of illnesses came from that way of eating, which it's been 7+ years now, and I don't have one. So you have to realize you have to really realize that what you're putting into your body causes these so-called diseases, or if you break the word down, you put your body at a dis-ease. So, you know, but then you have to, you know, I can sit here and I can tell them this, that, and the third, but then you have to be realistic and get that some people aren't financially ready to make that total switch. Some people have a husband or a wife or their children that depends on them to make whatever type of food it is that they're not supposed to be eating. So you have to put all these things in a pot and then work with the individual. But just from my standpoint, because I carry myself and they see how it is to have natural, energy day in and day out, it intrigues them. And I pound it in so much. I just give them little things like, all right, you like seafood. Well, you know that's crustaceans and they're scavengers. So you're literally just putting some Old Bay on some seafood, on some roaches, and you're eating it. And, you know, that shock effect, it gets some. The majority of the people, you know, they're like, yeah, all right, it still tastes good. And I get that. But when they come in, I might have them do crab walks. Like tonight, I just left a session from 7:30 to 8:30. The bulk of the training was because of my sister-in-law who was sick, because she just loves seafood. She loves it and loves it and loves it, so everybody got to suffer. So I'm going to pound it into your mind that, listen, this is if you want to put this junk in to somewhat offset it, and I emphasize that, somewhat offset it, you have to intensely train to just somewhat offset it. So that's just my little 2 cents on that.
Okay. Well, listen, we're out of time, but what I do want to do is go through the panel real quick and just, you know, say your name, your company, and where we can find out more about your services. We'll start with you, Vic.
Vic McGarry, fatlossforfree.com. I already gave a pretty good description about that at the front end of this call, so I'll just say it is a complete program. There's no bait and switch. It's 100% free. Drop your email in the box and get the full program.
All right. Team Hurt? Team
Polk. No problem. Team Polk, I operate out of Il Karate Martial Arts Dojang, and mine is a program. So you can follow me at Instagram or Twitter at Team Polk, @team_Polk. You can hit me on the email, teampolk76@gmail.com. And moving is medicine.
All right. And Justin.
Yeah, I just got to say one quick correction real quick. You need to add shrimp to your diet because they don't eat crap. They actually eat small plants and animals that are floating around in the water, and that's good for you. So add it to your diet. Second thing is beachbodycoach.com/JRuble, RUBLE. You want to get in the best shape of your life? Hey, P90X and Insanity, they ain't never lied. You know, we're proven, time-tested. We got what we got because we get results. And we're all about results. So, you know what? If you think you got what it takes, go to my website, beachbodycoach.com/JRuble. I'll coach you. If you don't think you have what it takes, You got two other options. I'm done.
Well, listen, I want to thank you all for coming on tonight and hopefully inspiring our listeners to make these important lifestyle changes. Thank you all. Happy New Year, and God bless.
Thanks, Steven.
Thanks, Steven.
No problem. We'll be right back after this.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET News? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Ms. Parker, are you motivated? I know you've already been on it, though, right?
I'm always on it, and I am doing better on my diet than I did previous years. You know, I've kept off 20 pounds for almost a year now. It's not easy.
Yep.
And like the guys, you know, said that there are things you're going to have to cut out a limit, but I'm a true foodie, so... I can't ever see myself cutting out anything forever, but I do everything in moderation, and I do hit the gym. So for me, I think the key for my weight loss, and I think it's all about learning about your body as well.
Yeah, I agree.
It's to limit carbs, and I'm a carb addict. So I know carb isn't everything, so when I say carb, I mean like bread and rice and pasta and things like that. It's what I've had to limit myself.
What you did for yourself, yeah. And I think you're right. You have to find out what works for you, what's best for you, and obviously you should consult your doctor. I don't want to give anyone have a heart attack and pass out and then blame me.
Right.
Consult your doctor. But find out what works for you. You know, some people, they don't want to, you know, go all the way far left. Some people don't want to go, you know, but you have to find out what works for you. But
right.
I like having the three guys on there because they all had three different, you know, in different ways of getting the results.
Different perspectives, absolutely.
So I want to thank the guys again. But now it's time to go on to Steven's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured in this segment. If you're interested in being on, to have your music featured in the show, email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. All songs must be edited for radio. Tonight our playlist features Chris Brown, Karen Saber, and many more. First song, Chris Brown, Don't Judge. Check it out. Enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Enjoy, everyone.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, wait. So please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful, let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? He's gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. And saw some pictures online saying they got you so in, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret. Can we just slow it down? Stress, you said. You're beautiful.
So, baby,
so please don't judge me. And I won't judge you. Cause if you get ugly, before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me. And I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Just let the past just be the past. And focus on things that are gonna make us laugh. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please.
All you gotta do is change. It ain't hard.
living out your dream, huh? You ain't gotta stay the same, no. All you gotta do is change, huh? It ain't hard as it seems, yeah. You just living out your dream.
Love the way you call my name.
For the world that is ours, for the moolah, for the power.
Tonight, I want to thank our guests, Vic McGarry, James Hurd, and Justin Rubel. I put links on our Facebook page where you can check out their websites and see their different philosophies and helping you get fit after the holiday season. Until next week.
It was a really good, informative show. Thanks, guys.
It was. So, but until next week, have a great week. God bless.
Have a great week, everyone.